The truth lives.
Political Bombshell, starring Rayshawn Blyden.
Welcome to Political Bombshell. I'm your host, Rayshawn Blyden. If you'd like to give me a call, you can call 323-835-1123 or visit politicalbombshell.cf. Yes, indeed, it's going to be a real vacation because there'll be no Snapchatting, there'll be no Instagramming, there'll be no social media, everything will be cut off and everyone. Number will be changed, everything. I'm not screwing with anyone. I've had it with people, and that's how I feel. Welcome to the Thursday edition. How are you feeling out there? I don't know. So, let's get into some news, shall we? Okay, worst Orioles team of all time. Let's see what we have here. Oh, this is baseball. The Baltimore. I don't even know if I'm pronouncing this correctly. Orioles set team record for losses in a season. And I'm not going to do baseball. I'm not doing sports. I'm not in a sporting mood. Okay? Not in a sporting mood. So, let's see what else is going on out there. What else is going on out there? You see, people don't understand that there's not many people like me out there. There really isn't. But I'm someone, when I say something, I mean it, damn it. And if I keep telling you to do something and you don't do it, then I'm going to take drastic actions and everyone be damned. That's it. I don't want my private line being used for work. That's plain and simple. And if you put me into a group and I beg you to take me out and you just ignore me, then yes, I'm going to do it to the extreme and change my number and not give it to anyone in that place. I will get another number specifically for that, but I will not give them my private number. Brother Chris obviously is excluded in that, but I'm talking about everyone else. So, pretty much. So, anyway, I'm not playing games. I'm sick of the games. I don't play games. I never liked games as a kid. I don't like games now. So, I guess I'm gonna stick with today's topic, ranting. But, let's get back into some more news. We will rant later. Later, man. They're back. Killer clown threatens boys with knife. I don't get this whole killer clown thing. I don't understand why grown men are doing this. Why are they doing this? Killer clown shouting, run and die, threatens two boys with knife, sparking fears, craze is back. Why are they doing this? I don't understand this, honestly. I don't get it. Why are grown men doing this? It just seems like a whole ploy. It seems coordinated. It doesn't seem like random acts. I mean, who would do such a thing? It's just stupid. It doesn't make any sense to me. It really doesn't make any sense. I don't understand why a grown man is doing this. I'm trying to get to the story, but it's forced me. I don't want to answer a survey. Damn, man. Sick of this. Let's try to open this up again. Please, I don't want to read a stupid survey. Just let me read the story. Please, I'm begging. How much time do you see me beg? Not much. I don't like begging. Which is why when I begged to please release my private number from being hijacked. Okay, calm down. I'm not there yet. Let's not go there yet. Okay, you know what? Screw this story. It's not allowing me. But anyway, the crazed clown is back. I never got that. I really never understood that at all. So, what do we have? Erotic sculpture. Erotic sculpture exhibition sparks debate in Spain. Doesn't look bad. What's wrong with it? Actually, like, you never seen two boobs. What's wrong with people? It looks good to me. Basically, it's just a statue. You can see her breast. That's all. That looks fine to me. I don't understand. I don't get it. Explicitly erotic sculptures inspired by ancient Greek. Ceramic art are making waves at a marina in the Spanish city of Valencia by local artist Antonio Miro. I might be mispronouncing it. The steel figures provide a foretaste. By the way, yes, I'm still live. I am still live until Friday. Friday will be the last live show until I'll be on vacation, and I'm definitely cutting everything and everyone off, including my private Snapchat. I'm cutting that off. I'm just going to log out. I'm gonna be left alone. So, where was I? Fourth date of an upcoming exhibition of his at a cultural centre opening soon nearby, said the spokeswoman for the consortium that manages the space. But for some, such explicit art should not be displayed in a place that is frequented by families with small children. I don't see anything. They never seen two boobs. The exhibition in the street of these figures that depict blowjobs. I didn't see that. Oh. They didn't show that picture. Okay, now I'm understanding. They're showing figures that depict blowjob, masturbation, exposed genitals with highly explicit sexual content could violate the law for the protection of minors. Okay, I didn't see those. Now I understand. Now I understand. Yeah, that's not right. That's not right at all. I take it back. I am definitely understanding why the outrage. I understand now. I understand. China bust live stream porn app gang. What do we have here? China bust live stream porn app gang. I can't pronounce this. Xinhua. Xinhua. I guess. Chinese police have repatriated from Cambodia 18 suspected members of a gang that operated a 36.5 million pornographic live streaming platform with more than 3.5 million registered users. The official Xinhua news agency reported on Wednesday. Police in the eastern province of geez, these names, this is not for Americans. I don't understand this name. Zijuang told Xinhua the gang hired more than 16,000 people to recruit members to a mobile application called Max, which aggravated over 110 live streaming porn platforms and stored hundreds of thousands of videos. Pornography is illegal in China. Okay, I was about to say, what's wrong with that? But pornography is illegal in China. Okay. Actually, you know what? It should be illegal here too in America, honestly, because it's just not a good thing. And I think I've done a show on pornography before. You'd have to go way back in when I started doing my show here. But I spoke about pornography. It's just not a good thing. It's not a good thing. More than 200 people linked to the platform's operations were arrested in April. Blah, blah, blah. Okay, so that's that for pornography. Let's see what else we got. What else? Lots of ammunition could escalate U.S.-China trade spat. I don't care. Jack Ma backs down from 1 million jobs promise. Okay. I don't even know who Jack Ma is. Who the hell is Jack Ma? Yo Ma. Jack Ma. Jack Ma. Jack Ma. Okay, I don't care. I don't care. Well, let's read it. Let's see why he backed down. Let's just read it a little bit of this. Jack Ma. Alibaba's Jack Ma backs down from promise to Trump to bring 1 million jobs to the U.S. I don't like you anymore, Jack Ma. You broke a promise. How dare you? So how much is he going to bring? Any at all now? Let's just see. Jack Ma, founder of chairman of Chinese retail giant Alibaba. I wonder if it's because China and the U.S. are having a war with, trading wars. I wonder if this is a retaliation. This is probably because it's probably a retaliation. I would have to guess it's a retaliation. But anyway, it says the company no longer plans to create 1 million jobs in the United States in the wake of the ongoing trade conflict, between the U.S. and China. I knew it. It's a retaliation. Okay, that's a retaliation. So let's see. Worst F humor in world. Okay. What do we have here? CNN's Jack Taper or Tapper, however you want to pronounce it, dedicated segment. Oh, I read this already. Why are they rehashing this about Trump's penis? I don't want to read about this anymore. I read this already. Why is my news being rehashed? Okay. The secret anti-abortion documentary on plan to take on Planned Parenthood. Now, there's something that sounds like it needs to be. God's Not Dead writers making Planned Parenthood movie. The film focuses on anti-abortion activist Abby Johnson, who spent years working for Planned Parenthood before switching sides. A $6 million anti-abortion film that takes a critical look at Planned Parenthood recently wrapped after being shot in secret in Oklahoma, and the filmmakers behind such surprise hits as God's Not Dead and I Can Only Imagine are hoping for similar success when they release the movie wide next year. The movie is called Unplanned. I like the name. And the narrative focuses on the story of Abby Johnson, who was a clinic director at Planned Parenthood, who says she helped facilitate 22,000 abortions before quitting the organization in 2009 after watching via ultrasound as one was performed. Oh. Unplanned is the second anti-abortion movie to have been produced under an assumed title and in secrecy. The first being Roe v. Wade, which Nick Laub, famous for his lawsuit over embryos with former girlfriends. Okay, so we'll keep an eye out for this movie, and I'll have to go see it and report back and give you my review on it and an honest review. Okay, study. Humans hardwired for laziness. Huh. Someone that I know that I work with just came to my mind. Mr. H Okay, no, let's not name drops here. Let's not name drop. The rant section of the show is not on right now. We are doing the news. Why the couch often kills the gym routine. Humans simply hardwired for laziness. You've come home from work, you were planning on going to the gym, but you made the ultimate blunder, getting comfortable on the couch. You might say otherwise, but we all know that workout is now doomed. How is that relaxing? It's so simply much more powerful than keeping our bodies in shape. A new study shows we may just have to chalk it up to our brains simply being hardwired to prefer hanging on the couch instead of the chin-up bar. It sounds like it was written by a lazy person, so I am not reading anymore. Okay? I am not reading anymore. Marijuana pushes to eliminate word stoner. Everyone with the PC. You can't say stoner. It's derogative to marijuana smokers, right? Wrong. I could say stoner if I want. Okay, let's see what we have here. What do we have here? The marijuana industry pushes to eliminate the word stoner, drawing applause, anger, confusion. There's a badge on her uniform, possibly a gun on her hip. And her arms are spread a little, suggesting she's ready for anything. You might think that you're looking at a police officer walking the beat, but what you've seen on billboards and more recently that internet is an effort by MedMen Enterprises of Culver City to remind you that marijuana users come from all walks of life. They're still a stoner. I don't care where you come from. They can be cops, you're still a stoner. Nurses, you're still a stoner. Teachers, you're still a stoner. Scientists, you're still a stoner. Construction foreman, you're still a stoner. And grandmothers, you're still a stoner. Put it any way you want, you're still a stoner. You hear me, med men? So shut up about it. You're a stoner. Plain and simple. Oh, it makes me feel bad. I don't care how you feel. I don't care how you feel. And that's the truth. Let me take a quick break and I shall return. Thank you.
This is goodbye, the end of the line. They're coming, I'm running out of time. And I started so small. I was over my head. I had nothing at all. And I've built up my walls with no reason to run. Thought I would fall. They're coming, I'm running out of food. No place to run, I'm in my own tomb. This is goodbye. Left the ones that I loved, and I said my goodbyes.
Welcome back, Political Bomb Show. Let's get back into the news. If I seem a bit irritable, that's because I am irritable. Humans aren't meant to be always happy or sad or angry. It fluctuates, depend on things that happen in life, so back off. Okay, vehicle of the future. Let's see what this is. Vehicle of the future. This is the weirdest driverless vehicle you've ever seen. It looks scary and weird and is designed to come knocking at your door. Huh. French car maker Renault SA unveiled on Wednesday the Easy Pro, an autonomous vehicle of the future that will drive food to your place late at night and parcels to your office during the day. It does look kind of strange, I have to agree. It looks ugly. The massive gray robot moving on square looking wheels, it does look square looking, and is a concept slated to hit the roads around 2030. That's a long time. God knows if I'll be alive by then. While it won't need a driver, the Easy Pro will have a what? I don't know what this is. Anyway, It looks stupid looking. With side flaps that open up like a food truck's, the vehicle's design was inspired by the look of a lunchbox. I don't even care anymore about this story. I don't care. BMW Autonom. Oh, so it was from BMW. Wow, that's an ugly car, BMW. You're going in the wrong direction. Mercedes-Benz is probably laughing at you. Okay, ultra-wealthy ranks growing faster. Again, I don't care. Not because I'm jealous, I just don't care. Okay, so, I'm scanning for stories. A lot of stuff I just don't care about. I'm not gonna talk about it. Married men earning much more than others. At churches to offer gluten-free communion bread. It's just the world's gone mad. White existence is crime, says South Africa party leader. White existence is crime. So essentially he's saying if you're white, it's a crime. Which jackass is saying this? Let me open this up. What a fool. What if the roles were reversed and someone said black existence is a crime? How would you feel about that? Look at this f- the oops, I have to bleep myself out there. I used the f word. Maybe so mad. BLF leader, whatever the heck his name is, you know, I don't want to read this. I'm not gonna read any more of this. He's clearly racist. That's clearly a racist statement. Clearly racist. BuzzFeed slashes podcast team. Well, duh, no one listened to your stupid podcast. Guys are so okay. Anyway, Golf Digest investigation helps vacate murder conviction. Prison drawings led to profile. Wreck of Captain Cook's ship discovered off Rhode Island. I don't care. I'm just reading the headlines. If any of these catch your eye, you can look it up. You know how to use the search engine, don't you? If I'm interested in something, I will pop it open. Cops shot at PA's judge's office. One dead, four wounded at the judge's office. I don't understand at all why the world is such a mess. Then again, I do understand. Liberalism has taken over. God has been taken out of society. And therefore, we're left with a big mess that we're in right now. Okay, yeah. Got that out of my system. Let's see what else is in 2020 vision. Booker gets ready. Booker who? Oh, I don't care about Cory Booker. This must be Cory Booker. For running for 2020. I'm guessing that's what it is. Yep, Cory Booker. You go ahead and run, Booker. Go ahead, Booker. The bonus says Pope Aghast? A-G-H-A-S-T. What does that mean? I am not versed on that. That's right, I'm not versed on that. YouTube Bono says Pope's aghast about church sex abuse. Does that mean he's ignorant about it or he's ignoring it or... Let's look this up. I want to know what this means exactly. I think I pretty much said it, but let's see what it means. Aghast. It means struck with overwhelming shock or amazement, filled with sudden fright of horror. Okay. I don't know if I agree with that. I think that he's just trying to ignore it and hoping it'll blow over. I don't think he's aghast at all. Bono! Blind high school football player scores 2 touchdowns. That's pretty cool. Let's see this. Did they let him? Okay, I don't understand. How's he playing? They gotta be very accurate to throw the ball to him. And how does he know where he's running? Are they feet? Does he have like a, what do you call it, like a headphone jack in his ear and they're telling him, run straight, no right. Oh, there's got to be something. He can't just play. It doesn't make sense. Let's see. This time, There were no gifts. Blind Phoenix, Profi Prep, running back, Adonis Watt. How is he going to... I hope he's not trying to get to the NFL. It's not possible. He's going to get killed. Whose story was chronicled by as Central Sports on September 6th ran for 2 touchdowns in a freshman football game last week against Mesa Mountain View. The touchdown runs were from 1 and 3 yards. Okay, that's not that much. And the Mountain View players were defending Brophy. Okay, that makes more sense. Makes more sense. Let's see what else is out here. French police seized 44,000 pounds of mini Eiffel Towers. What? I'm afraid I don't know what that is. So they're going to have to look at this story. See what that is exactly. Oh, it's a miniature Eiffel. The Eiffel. Oh, I'm sorry. It's the Eiffel Tower. I call it the Eiffel Tower because I saw E-I-F-F-E-L. What an idiot, what a dummy, what a moron. You moot, you muck, you moron, you mutt, you pig, you bum. I'm sorry. French police seized 20 tons of a miniature Eiffel Tower. French police have seized it, let's see why. As part of the crackdown on the souvenirs which are offered illegally to tourists at visitor hotspots and around Paris, security sources told AFP. The small metal trinkets are sold for as little as 5 for 1 euro at places such as blah blah blah. I don't care. Da, 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 don't care. I don't care. Okay, dolphins learn to work together for rewards. Well, dolphins are smart. It shouldn't be a, it's not rocket science. Dolphins are smarter than many humans I know. I'm not gonna call any names, but maybe I will in the rant. We'll see. We will see, my friend, she said. You tell too much to your audience. I said, you guys are like my friends. So yes, I speak to you like you're my friends. Okay, is that fine with you, girly? I could hear her already. Shut up, Ray. All right. Cooperation can be found across the animal kingdom in behaviors such as group hunting, raising of young, and driving away predators. But are these cooperating animals actively coordinating their behavior, or are they simply acting individually to accomplish the same task at the same time? I don't think so. Dolphins are very intelligent animals. I'm not kidding when I said they're more intelligent than some people that I actually know. They really are. So, faster, slower, how walk depends on who, with, where, live. I don't care. DNC Ellison accuser releases medical documents saying she feared retribution. Inside where? Why does she fear retribution? Well, she's probably right about that. I mean, I don't know. I just don't know. I really don't know, you know? So, what else? What are we looking for? What are we sitting here? Whew, it is hot tonight. I hope when I go on this fishing trip, by the way, every friend of mine canceled on me on the fishing trip. Yep, even down to the last one who I thought was going with me, but he canceled. No worries. I am used to going and doing things by myself. I went by myself, so no worries there. No worries at all. I had some pizza and it's giving me heartburn. It really is giving me heartburn, you know. That's what I get for eating pizza from Walmart. Zuckerberg. 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 Yes. A first of its kind and intelligent machine. Facebook in the news. This is like the anthem for Sucky Zucky. By a Zuck they are in beta, so there is a few small bugs like constant misuse of your data. Sing it. One more time. Facebook building a war room to battle election meddling. Oh, wow. Wowzers. Build it. They can build it. But will it make a difference? Will it make a difference? Let's see. San Francisco AFP. Facebook on Wednesday said it will have a war room up and running on its Silicon Valley campus to quickly repel efforts to use the social network to meddle in upcoming elections. We are setting up a war room in Menlo Park for the Brazil and U.S. elections, Facebook elections, and civic engagement director Samith, I'm not even pretend to pronounce that last name, Charkrab. Barty said, is going to serve as a command center so we can make real-time decisions as needed. He declined to say when the war room, currently a conference room with a paper sign taped to the door, would be in operation. Teams at Facebook have been honing responses to potential scenarios such as floods of bogus news or campaigns to trick people into falsely thinking they can cast ballots by text messages, according to executives. Preventing election interference on Facebook has been one of the biggest cross-team efforts the company has seen. The conference call was the latest briefing by Facebook regarding efforts to prevent the kinds of voter manipulation. But will they stop just things on the right, or will they stop things on the left as well? That is the question. Obviously, it's rhetorical. I know what they're going to do, you liberal filthy animals. Facebook regarding efforts to prevent the kinds of voter manipulation or outright deception that took place ahead of 2016 election that brought U.S. Donald Trump to office. Are you freaking kidding me? What about how Obama used it, you freaking son of a... Ooh, calm down. Play the music. Calm down. Play the music. You got to be freaking kidding me. They don't mention Obama in there? They used it. And Facebook, they let it happen. And so all they can remember is Trump? Oh, you freaking mother flowers. I've had it with you people. I've had it. All right, take a break so I can calm down. Take a break now.
All around him are skeleton faces, same old places, family faces. Getting ready for the daily chases, going out there. Her shelves are full of empty glasses, no possessions, full depression. Goes ahead and walks out to the river, bow and quiver. And he heard a person coming, she heard a skeleton. He turned the cliffside corner and saw what he never had, an act that was forbidden. She took a step towards him. They both felt a connection in a very, very sad war. waiting for the day she'd find him. Find a best friend, find a best friend. And they knew that what they did was outlawed, was illegal, was forbidden. But they thought that it was worth the danger. No one saw them, no one saw them. But one day the humans got suspicious, followed her there, followed her there. And they heard some people coming, they heard some skeletons. Around the cliffside corner they saw what they'd never had. Two sides were full of hatred, they began the attack. They both were separated in a very, very sad war. Sad war. Destroying the
Okay, alright, I had to take a well-needed break because I was close to, on the verge for obscenities. Freaking kidding me? Sucky zucky. Alright, let's continue with some news. 67 million don't speak English at home. Are you surprised by that? With all the illegal... Build the wall! Build it now! Build the wall! Build the wall! Build the wall! And I'm not going to even open the story. Build the wall. That's all I'm saying about that. Let's move on. Conservatives left frustrated as Congress passes big spending bills. Well, of course we're frustrated. We are not supposed to be like Democrats. We don't spend big. Okay? We don't spend big. So I'm not going to open this story because my blood pressure was good. I forgot to give you an update. So, I went to the ear doctor and they said there's still some debris in my ear. So, I still gotta continue using this ear drop for another 10 days and hopefully it should be all gone. And they said that this is, I asked them about the ringing in my right ear. I have a constant ringing in my right ear that will not go away. And they said this is usually because there's some hearing loss when you have when your ear is infected. There's hearing loss, and so yeah, there is some hearing loss, and there that ringing is gonna continue. That's why in about 10 days, basically, they're gonna check to make sure all the debris's gone. Then they're gonna do a hearing test on me, and hopefully, I didn't permanently lose my hearing. I mean, I can hear out of it, but a constant ringing honestly drives me insane. It's like really, the only time I don't hear this is when I'm in a sound sleep. That's the only time I don't hear this ringing. So, hopefully all goes well. If you are a God-fearing person, pray for me. The name is Rayshon Blyden. Pray for him. For me. Cap on deductions, big factor. In some key House races, GOP governor says Elizabeth Warren both headed for MA landslides. I know I'm not going to vote for her, but there's many Massachusetts who are idiots there. Just like Connecticut fools. I'm not going to read that. Expo on conspiracy theories aims to capitalize... Zetius? I don't know what that is. Amazon wants to open 3,000 cashless stores. I heard about this. My brother Chris told me about this. He's pretty much one of the only person besides my other brother and my mother. And surprisingly, an outsider I gave my complete anonymous number to. And that's because, you know what? I could tell he's a God-fearing person. I've never met anyone who I slip up every now and then, like you heard before, I had to beep myself out. He doesn't cuss at all. And he's a happily married person. He's very he's a nice person I work with, and so he's the only one outside that I give my number to. So pretty much only 1, 2, 3, 4 people have my number now, and I like it like that. I think I'm gonna keep it that way for my private number. My other number, my 413 number, everyone else can have that one. If they don't like it, oh well. Hell's bells. Okay, EU takes aim at what? At Amazon? Let's see. Amazon probed by EU on data collection from rival retailers. The European Union is looking at Amazon.com Inc.'s use of data it collects from other retailers on its platform, with the possibility that the information gives it an extra edge for its own sales. Of course, they are a monopoly. Cut them down to size. They are a monopoly. Build a wall. Okay. Build the wall, I say. Build the wall. Divisive Brazil election careens into dangerous polarization. Well, we have dangerous polarization here in the US too. It starts with the media. They obviously polarize. They just spread lies and they don't care about the truth. They just care about taking out the target, which happens to be Donald J. Trump. Okay? Let's not mince words here. Let's not mince words. Okay? In Hong Kong, humankind moves back into caves. All right, let's see what this is about. This piqued my attention here. Hong Kong has the most skyscrapers in the world, but going high hasn't addressed the chronic housing shortage in the city of 7.4 million, which also boasts the world's precise housing market. Surrounded almost entirely by the South China Sea, Hong Kong is running out of land. The government has proposed an unusual solution. And unfortunately, this is the Wall Street Journal, and as you know, it will not let me read the full story unless I subscribe, and so I'm not going to subscribe. I refuse to subscribe to them. But if you have the Wall Street Journals, by all means, you can log into your account. Or if you want, I'm not gonna tell you to subscribe. I'm not doing an ad for them. 97-pound lady slips out of tightness cuffs and escapes jail. Wow. Are you kidding me? Huh? Wow, that's funny. Amber Gonzalez was gone before officers realized that what had happened. Wow, Gonzalez, you are something else. All right, so she escaped. She's so skinny. So, what's the word I'm looking for? So anorexic, she was able to escape jail. I don't know if to applaud her or what. This is too much. Too much, I tell ya. Too much. Wanted divorce. I don't care. Oh, whoa. Now I do care. Whoa. We got trouble in paradise. I am normally not into football, but I don't like Tom Brady's football, not because he's not good, I just don't like the team, but I do like his politics. And it's saying here, a new book says Tom Brady long worried about being pushed out by Belichick. New England Patriots quarterback Tom Brady felt trapped this past offseason and was not sure he wanted to play anymore for the only NFL coach he has ever had, Bill Belichick, according to the new book on Belichick's life. If you're married 18 years to a grouchy person who gets under your skin and never compliments you, after a while you want to divorce him. A source with knowledge of the Brady-Belichick relationship told ESPN Ian O'Connor, Tom knows Bill is the best coach in the league, but he's had enough of him. If Tom could, I think he would divorce him. Based on interviews with 350 people, Belichick did not cooperate. The book due out Tuesday reports Brady was so upset with his coach that he still wasn't certain in late March if he would return to the Patriots. But in the end, even if he wanted to, Brady could not walk away from the game and he could not ask for a trade. So, there you have that story. Okay, Mark Cuban cuts $10 million check to women's organizations after Mavs probe. What probe? Let's see, Mr. Cuban. Mr. Cuby Cubes. Someone called him Cubes one time. He flipped out. Update. Results of a 7-month investigation of the Dallas Maverick organization confirmed numerous instances of sexual harassment and other improper workplace conduct spanning more than 20 years. So the investigation cited no wrongdoing by Maverick owner Mark Cuban, but Cuban, due to what the investigation and the NBA term institution and other failures, agreed to contribute $20 million to organizations committed to supporting the leadership and development of women in the sports industry. Okay. All right. What else do we have here? Judge partly dismisses Ashley Judd suit against Weinstein. Plans for new tax cuts fade. LeBron working on Space Jam sequel, which I will never see. You're not Michael Jordan. LeBron James, you're not Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan stayed out of politics. You're a fool. Pentagon declares war on scooters. NSA leak fuels rise in hacking for crypto mining. Man at center of 3D printed gun debate faces sex assault charges. Kavanaugh accuser Deputa forced out of her home over threats, lawyers say. Puta! Lawmaker met her in July. Hillary, she deserved the benefit of the doubt. Hillary, shut up, you stupid. Beep! Okay, Broderick, FBI should investigate my rape allegations. I'm not talking about this puta anymore. Not talking about this puta, skank, whore anymore. O'Keefe gets another one. DOJ official resists from inside. Can't get fired. I like O'Keefe. He uncovers a lot. I gotta give him and his team a hand. They really do omens work. They really do. Deep state unmask. Leaks at HHS, DOJ official resists from inside. DOJ. These allegations are deeply concerning. Refer to Inspector General. Okay. Righty then. Putin shows off sniper skills. Putin. I don't know why I like Putin. Pretty cool. I don't know why. I just like. We'll see, won't see. I don't care. We'll see, you won't see. I'm not going to talk about the puta. I'm not going to talk about the whore. I'm not going to talk about the skank. I'm not going to talk about the puta. I'm not going to talk about the yachts. Senator wants men to just shut up. Senators just want men to just shut up. Okay. I just want you to shut up. Trump. If she shows up, that would be wonderful. If the biatch showed up, that would be wonderful. Biatch would show up. Biatch would show up. That would be wonderful. Island of Fire. Ants floats through flood water. Fire ants are. They're killer ants, aren't they? Sheriff livid over observatory mystery. Golf digest. Okay, I read this already. Let's go on and on and on and on. Midwest wild. Okay, this looks like a lot of stuff that I think the news has come to an end. That's enough news. That's enough news. I will come back, which I pretty much don't feel like ranting anymore, but I will ask the question. Is ranting a form of therapy when we get back?
All right, there is something truly magnificent about being sad, and that is that everyone can be sad. Some people are sad sometimes, other people are sad all the time, and this is just a song about being sad. Whoop-dee-doo, let's get to it! Ha-ha! I've got a problem, I'm always so sad. The littlest things get me pissed off or mad. My life's pretty good, no, I don't have it bad, so it's hard to explain all these feelings I have. I'm just a baby, I think that explains it. I burned up my toes, got so sad that I fainted. I played a great song on repeat, now I hate it, and nobody likes this picture I painted. My only messages come from my mommy. I spent my life feeling like nobody wants me. You're kinda cute, but your friend is a hottie. His shiny white teeth and his muscular body. I wear a cool outfit and try to look edgy. My underwear rides up and gives me a wedgie. My pants are too tight, now I wish they were stretchy. Why do these small things always upset me?
Little things make me wanna cry sometimes, but that's just life. It'll be alright. If you're really sad, everything just turns out wrong. If you're really sad,
once, but I couldn't get in. I bought a lottery ticket, but I didn't win. So I bought two more, and I lost again. My phone's plugged in, but it isn't charging. I wake up in the morning looking like a Martian. I'm crying on the daily, you could call me Carson. Could you please shut the door if you're gonna barge in? My shoes are too small, and I can't fit my foot in. Went back to the mall, and I stepped in some pudding. I tried to return them, they said that I couldn't. Here are some things that upset me that shouldn't. My coffee's too bitter, got stains on my shirt. I popped my balloon, and my dog is a jerk. I stepped in some gum, then I stepped in some poop. I feel like a hamster, I'm stuck in a loop.
Little things make me wanna cry sometimes, but that's just life. It'll be alright. If you're really sad, everything just turns out wrong. If you're really sad, let me hear you sing this song. If you're really sad,
like really sad,
everything just turns out wrong.
I'm talking about everything.
If you're really sad,
like really sad,
let me hear you sing along. If you're really sad, everything just turns out wrong. If you're really sad, let me hear you sing this song. If you're really sad, everything just turns out wrong. If you're really sad, sing along.
Thank you for listening.
All right, welcome back, Rayshon Blyden, politicalbombshow.cf. Of course, you can visit there and get your lovely wristbands. Okay, so I want to ask the question, is ranting a form of therapy? I think more so than being a form of therapy, ranting is a stress reliever, getting things out of your system. It's never good to keep things within your system. It really isn't. When you keep things within your system, you know, it's gonna eventually come out some way. And like I said, I went back to the ear doctor and my blood pressure was pretty normal than it was the last time when I went to the ear doctor, because I think I was with the pain that I was in, which from the earache and the infection, I mean, not the earache, because it's actually an infection. I think that elevated my blood pressure, but my blood pressure is somewhat normalized, 131 over, I forget what the other thing is, but it's pretty normal. And Rantan really, it's a stress reliever. You know, you're getting it out of your system, and it's a good thing. It's a good thing to get stuff out of your system, and you just rant about it, get it out there. And so this comes a time in my life sometimes where I call it the refresh or reboot button. I've did this before when I left Hartford, and basically things and people in my life were just not where I needed to be. And so I decided that I was going to refresh and reboot. And when I refresh and reboot, I moved to another state, changed my number, and just cut everyone off. And so, sadly, it's because it's never a good thing. Sadly, I've hit that point again, and now I've rebooted again. I've rebooted because I had no choice. I usually do some assessments, I call them internal assessments, to decide whether or not I need to reboot. And you see, I don't like when I'm in a work environment, and my number, folks, my number is something that's private. I do not want it to be used for work. I don't like that. I never liked that concept. So when we used to have work phones, and which I liked because everyone kept in touch with the work phone. But then for whatever reason, the company is being cheap, they got rid of the work phones, and now we're expected to use our own personal phones. I never liked that. That's just not right. You're working for a company. If you need to get in contact with us, you should have a work phone for us based on the line of industry that we're in. So I never liked that they just give random people my number who worked for us and say, hey, call Ray, he'll know what to do. I don't like that. I'm not a company man. I don't live and breathe a patch, so to speak. I don't do that. So I did not like the fact that my number was just given out. So you know what? I begged and I pleaded. I don't like begging. I practically went on my knees begging, please take me out of the group, because I don't like group text, number one. Because there's personalities, like especially GM. Now, granted, I blocked GM. Now I don't need to block him because he doesn't exist anymore because my number is completely changed. But I blocked him. But still, you know, all the people in that group numbers that I have, they respond to things that he's saying. I see what they're saying. And so it's irritating. He's like a wet food stamp. And I don't know how else to put it. And so I was sick of it. I said, get me out of there. I don't like my number is private. Private, 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 with a capital P. And so now four people got my number, and that's it. That's it. I don't have to be disturbed anymore. I get, you know, there's an alternative number that if works need to get me, they have that number. They're never going to get my number again, ever. And the persons I only gave two persons, basically, I work with that number, and I trust them. I don't think they're going to ever betray my trust, because I specifically told them this is private, and I don't want anyone having this number at work. So, I mean, obviously, if they betray me, that's going to really sting, but I don't think that's going to happen. But I don't like that. I begged and begged. I said, management, please take me out of there. And honestly, they took it like it was just a joke and ignored me. I don't like being laughed at and ignored, because I was serious and they knew I was serious, and they just decided to blow me off. Not literally. Speaking of which, why is it that someone in management, they were like, I love you, man, no homo. Why do guys have the why do they need to say that at the end of a sentence? If they say that they love another guy, why do they, at the end of the sentence, they have to say no homo? No homo. Well, maybe, well, they think that there's a lot of homos out there, and if you say you love them, they don't want them to take it the wrong way, or how is it? I don't know. It's ridiculous. They, you know, I don't know. I don't know. I just don't get it. I just know that one more day and I will be vacationing. I don't know when I'm going to get my iPhone Max, but I will definitely do a review. Well, that actually depends, because if it comes in while I'm on vacation, I'm not going to do a live review because my show will be pre-recorded for that whole week coming up next week. But the following week, at least if I have it in my hands, I'll be able to use it for a week, and I could give you a hands-on impression of how I like it or not. I think it should be coming soon, hopefully soon in October 7th, because they did take the money out of my account, Apple. So I'm assuming usually when they take the money out, the phone's been shipped, but I haven't looked at my email, so I don't know if they shipped it or not. I'm hoping that they have. I know Brother Chris, he should get his tomorrow, so I'm gonna be a little bit jealous, but still. Actually, I won't see him until I come back from vacation, because if he gets it tomorrow, and then I won't see him over the week. Yeah, I won't see him. So I'm sure he'll tell me all about it, because we are Apple for life. So, but I will tell you all about it, and I will tell you about my vacation as well. But I'm shutting off social media. I've did this before when I went to Ossipee, New Hampshire. Well, somewhat. No, I didn't. But I did it when, I don't remember what vacation I went on, but I shut off social media completely, and it really felt like a real vacation. And so that's what I aim to do, and I'm really aggravated right now. And I'm not planning any more deep sea fishing trip with anyone. I'm not. So, you know, I'm gonna just keep on doing it solo like I've done before. I'm not gonna plan it anymore with anyone. From now on, I'm just gonna do the deep sea fishing by myself. And I'm gonna definitely try the nighttime deep sea fishing, because fishing for bluefish is gonna be a challenge. So, yeah, I mean, I'm not gonna do it anymore. I don't like planning things, because last minute changes, and you know, planning for five when all four members except myself cancel. Yeah, it's quite frustrating. So it's better that I just don't plan for anything. I just do it by myself like I always do. I mean, yes, it was fun going along with some friends the last time, but it was also fun going along by myself as well. So why bother? I'm not gonna do it anymore. But I definitely can't wait to do the blue fishing. The fish don't taste good, but the fight is amazing of the fish. So it's gonna be quite challenging. I can't wait to do that. It's gonna be some fun, I'll tell you that. So yeah, I mean, I don't know. Ranting is definitely a form of stress relief. It's definitely a form of stress relief. So. Yeah, I mean, I begged them, like I said. I begged and pleaded, management, please take me out. They know that I don't want to be in this group. They know I'm the antisocial type. I don't want to be in this group. I have close friends I could count on one hand. Or at least I think I have at least five. And so, I don't want to be in this stupid group. And so, I'm the type of person, they probably don't believe that most people keep their word. They should know me by now. I keep my word, and when I say something, I follow through on it. I don't back out of it. I just follow through. And so they should know that about me. So I did what I had to do. I got out of there. That's that. You know? That's that. Anyway. PoliticalBombshow.com. You like the content? Help a brother out, help a bro out. Okay. Yes, sirree, Bob. Okay. I don't hear my little rugrats. That's something. They're usually up and about looking for a treat, but I don't hear anything. They must sense the anger in my voice. So, I am looking forward to definitely moving on to the next step in being a homeowner. So I'm very, very much happy about that indeedy-do. So anyway, see what you're hearing. I hope, do you hear that in the background? You're not going to be hearing that. At least I won't be when I'm on vacation. My private Snapchat. I don't want to be bothered right now. I really don't want to be bothered. So, I've gotten into that type of mood where I just don't want to be bothered. I don't want to be bothered anymore. I don't want to be bothered anymore. I just don't. Okay. I just don't want to be bothered anymore. So, what? I don't know what else to talk about. I'm kind of just like, kind of feeling a bummed out type of way. But it's not a bad thing because I've been through this before. The same thing happened when I because when I cut everyone off from Hartford, it's like a sense of emptiness, and so obviously a sense of emptiness makes you feel a sense of sadness on the inside. But because of my strength and my I'm being such a loner for such a long time, I rebound quicker. I rebound a lot quicker than someone normally would that's not a loner. So it's not gonna bother me too long, especially with all the activity I have planned for my vacation coming up. I'm gonna be just fine. I'm gonna be just fine. And so it's just right now what bothers me the most is this hearing. This freaking right ear is just ringing like ringing. It won't stop. Man, it drives me nuts. But anyway, I thank you for your listenership. I thank you for having me spend a few hours, well, not a few hours. Well, yeah, it's a few hours a week because I do it every day, mostly when I can. So thank you for l inviting me into your home every day. And I will hopefully see you on Friday. Sorry for this show. I just had to get out of my system. Sometimes you have to get things out of your system. Sometimes, it's just the way of life. You gotta let things out. You really have to let things out. But trust me, if you keep things in, you could kill yourself health-wise with ulcers, or you could snap. Why bother? Let things out. Let things out of your system. Find an outlet and let things out. So I thank you for your listenership, and God's willing, I will see you again tomorrow.
Political corruption in the nation. A new sheriff coming into town. No politician is allowed. They're all too corrupted. Political bomb, political bomb, so come on, people, let's go. Political bomb, political bomb, so come on, people, let's go.